is VOA News. I'm David Berg. Iran is denying it shot down a Ukrainian jetliner, while Ukraine's foreign minister says his country is reserving judgment. As AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghania reports, the United States and several other countries are blaming Iran for the fatal crash.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says it's likely an Iranian missile brought down the plane. He's the highest level American official directly blaming Iran, a day after Canadian, Australian, and British leaders did the same, while noting it appears to have been unintentional. Pompeo says an investigation will continue.
It's important that we get to the bottom of it.
And he's confident the U.S. and world will take appropriate action as a response. His Ukrainian counterparts urging caution as the probe goes on.
We will come to our conclusions. We don't want to come to them right now.
Iran denies any.
Iran Friday, in response to its missile attacks on U.S. military troops in Iraq last week. The United States also threatened further action to weaken Iran's economy if Tehran continues to carry out what it considers terrorist actions. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin said at the White House that the new sanctions target Iran's construction, manufacturing, mining, and textile industries.
We are taking action against 8 senior Iranian officials who advanced the regime's destabilizing activity and were involved in Tuesday's ballistic missile strike.
The Trump administration believes that its missile development program and its support of militias in the Middle East. For more on these stories, be sure to log on to our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Thousands of people fled their homes, and helicopters dropped supplies to towns at risk of nearby wildfires as hot, windy conditions Friday threatened already fire-ravaged southeastern Australia. We get more from
evacuations, with helicopters dropping supplies into communities cut off by fires.
What I've said in my briefings this morning with the ADF is I've given them very clear and support immediately.
Australia's government has been criticised for downplaying any direct link between climate change and the devastating bushfires.
That is Libby Hogan of Reuters. Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the House will move to send articles of impeachment against President Donald Trump to the Senate next week. In a letter Friday, the speaker said she had instructed House Judiciary Committee Jared Nadler to be ready to send the charges to the Senate. Sending articles to the Senate and picking House impeachment managers are the next steps needed for a trial. Pelosi said that senators will have a choice while considering the charges, be loyal to the president or to the Constitution. Republican Representative Liz Cheney of Wyoming says that Pelosi cannot dictate the hearing process.
I think the speaker needs to acquaint herself with the Constitution, and it is not the job of the Senate to try to fix the completely faulty and flawed process that the House Democrats conducted over here.
Democratic Representative Adam Smith says that Pelosi wants to show the Senate has no interest in a fair trial.
I think her strategy is 100% correct. Yeah, put pressure on the Senate to have a fair trial. Shine a light on the fact that Mitch McConnell is not being fair in how he's doing this.
The speaker has been in a showdown with Senate GOP leader Mitch McConnell, who's been rebuffing Democratic bids for new witnesses and more documents at the trial. U.S. employers downshifted their hiring in December, adding just 145,000 jobs. We get more from AP's Ben Thomas.
The Labor Department says U.S. job growth slowed in December, with employers adding a relatively modest 145,000 jobs, with consumer spending appearing to spur gains in the retail and hospitality sectors. The unemployment rate held steady at 3.5%. The job growth has so far failed to spur upward pressure on hourly pay, with wages increasing at a 2.9% annual rate. That's a slowdown from November. Overall, the U.S. economy added 2.1 million jobs last year, down from gains of nearly 2.7 million in 2018. Ben Thomas, Washington.
For more, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Berg, VOA News.